Welcome back to Matt Thin Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store, download our app. We're much easier sitting in an armchair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Here at Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link on the website that says Support Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, poisoning our democracy, casting doubt on our elections, falsely saying there was a problem with them, spreading the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice standing up for our democracy and is standing against the big lie. Well, I'll tell you, there's a sad case out of Harvard University, believe it or not. It implicates the Chinese government. A Harvard professor who is not himself of Asian extraction at all was the chairman of their chemistry department, very, very prestigious position. He was just found guilty of four felonies of hiding financial bribes he was getting from the Chinese to put in patents for them and work for them on tech matters. Name was Charles Lieber, former chair. They got rid of him as chair of the Harvard Chemistry Department. Two counts of false statements to investigators, two counts of failing to file required forms showing money he was getting from a foreign country. China has a program called the Thousand Talents Program. It's designed to recruit foreigners in the tech fields, intellectual property fields, to China for their benefit. The NIH, National Institutes of Health, gave this guy, this chairman of the chemistry department, millions of dollars for his research. At the same time, he was on the take from the Chinese. He got $50,000 a month from Wuhan University of Technology. Yes, that's the same Wuhan University. 158 grand in living expenses and more than $1.5 million in grants from China. And he concealed it, and it's required by law to disclose that kind of thing. In return, he applied for patents for the Chinese for Chinese companies that are affiliated with the state, published articles, and he organized conferences for them. This is disgusting. He deserved to be convicted. But the penetration of the Chinese government in our economy is even more profound than that. Amazon. Yes, Amazon. Right. Amazon. That Amazon just shut down reviews of a book called The Governance of China, which is a collection of speeches and writings from President Xi Jinping, the head guy, Xi Jinping. They objected to negative reviews of his book. And they defined a negative review as anything under 5 stars, believe this or not. So if somebody said, I really like the book, but only gave it 4 stars or 3 or 2 or didn't like the book and gave it 1, you can't post a review of that book anymore. Bezos said you can't do that. Let me tell you something. I'm tired of Bezos, tired of Amazon. The facts are these. Amazon controls 70% of printed books in this country, 70%. 80% of electronic books, 80%. Now, I'll tell you, that's a monopoly. Monopoly is outlawed under the Sherman Act, Section 2. So it can be a criminal offense. They control publication of books in this country effectively with that monopoly. And the Chinese government, the communist Chinese, objected to anything under than a 5-star rating for their leader's collection of speeches and writings. And Bezos said, okay. Why did he say okay? Well, for one thing, he doesn't want China to arrest Amazon people who are working there. And secondly, he wants to expand in China. He is collaborating with the communist Chinese. The chairman of the chemistry department at Harvard was collaborating with the communist Chinese. They threatened to invade Taiwan. They're building fake islands in the South China Sea to control all shipping that sees $3 trillion worth of trade a year. They're taking sea rights away from the Philippines, Vietnam, and everybody else. They've said ultimately they expect to occupy Australia. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of traitors in this country, and Bezos is one of them. And the chairman of the chemistry department at Harvard is another one. We're going to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Well, it's a little bit off the subject that you're going on as far as spreading the lie, but Aaron Rodgers is spreading the lie. Did you see what he did? He went on the Pat McAfee show.
Well, I've seen some stuff, but Pizza Box, nobody says it better than you. Nobody says it better than you. What did he do?
He went on to the Pat McAfee show wearing a cancel culture hoodie from Barstool. The guy can't get over himself. He's a baby. You know what? Consider it done, Aaron Rodgers. I have canceled watching the rest of the season with the Packers, and I can't wait till we get a quarterback if he only had a brain.
Well, let me tell you something. Aaron Rodgers is not a dummy. You know, you can't play at his level. I've seen a couple of these games. This guy is unbelievable. He's better than Tom Brady. Maybe because Tom Brady is about 5 years older or something than he is. But so what? Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is not an intellectual. Aaron Rodgers, you know, my message to Aaron Rodgers, and I said this before, and Luke and I got in a friendly tiff about this back in the spring when he cut out going to training and all that kind of stuff, is, Aaron, we don't want to hear about your philosophy of life. Nobody wants to hear about anybody. I want to see you pass to a great team. I want to see you score touchdowns. I'm definitely going to watch all. I have season tickets to the Packers. I got them first in 1988, believe it or not, when, you know, the Packers played half their games in Milwaukee at the Brewer Stadium, believe it or not. So I had tickets. You know, they play 8 home games. So I had tickets to 4 games. Then when they consolidated in Green Bay, they screwed the Milwaukee people, and they gave us tickets to 2 regular season games in the preseason. But I and my family have enjoyed those since 1988. I'm a huge Packer fan, and I'm a huge, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. I mean, I love Brett Favre, love Bart Starr, loved all of these guys. But, yeah, the cancel culture, he's trying to represent that he's something that he is not. He is not an intellectual. He's not an intellectual. It doesn't mean he's dumb. You can't be dumb and be an NFL quarterback. If you take a look at the plays, are you kidding me? Luke, you're laughing. You've got to weigh in. You know you like Aaron Rodgers. Don't lie in the weeds. What do you think about
Hey, man, I do a lot of things. I'm working, too. I'm not just laying in the weeds. But Brian and I saw this. I actually saw it on Twitter in the middle of our show yesterday afternoon, Dueling Tangents from 2 to 3 p.m. with Luke and Brian. And I didn't talk about it then because Brian and I didn't want to touch on it because we've covered the Aaron Rodgers saga quite a bit now. And I am of the mindset that I will never tell a player to shut up and dribble. There's a lot of people out there that are upset when players speak their minds. And I take the mindset that that is, we give them a platform. We elevate athletes in this country to be able to have some of the highest paid salaries to perform at the highest levels for our entertainment. And what comes with that is a platform that athletes should be able to speak their piece. Now, saying that, that was my stance throughout the entire offseason when Aaron Rodgers was taking a step back from the organization, and a lot of us were questioning whether or not he would return to the Green Bay Packers. I think that his stance on vaccines and this whole saga that's played out since we found out that he was not immunized, that he was not, he said he was immunized, but he was not actually, in fact, vaccinated, and all of the things that have unraveled since, I'm greatly disappointed in him. But the stance lay, I still have the opinion that you can't tell a player to just shut up and play. That's my opinion. And that's what I continue. I disagree vehemently with Aaron Rodgers' stance on this, but he still has the right to go out there. Yesterday's development with him wearing the cancel culture sweatshirt on the Pat McAfee show is just moronic, because you cannot go onto a podcast that is viewed by millions of people through audio and visual alike. They stream on YouTube as well, even though it's a podcast, and that's how Pizza Box Mike saw it, and that's how I saw it yesterday as well. people claiming that they're canceled while speaking into a microphone that millions of people are hearing is not cancel culture. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, every single Sunday when Aaron Rodgers is playing, people are tuning in to watch him play football. There's no canceling of Aaron Rodgers. It's moronic to say that there is any form of cancel culture, and it speaks beyond athletes as well. It goes to anybody that claims Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, who claimed that he was being canceled even because his book deal got rescinded by one publisher, as he spoke on Fox News about that cancellation from the publisher. He was still speaking to Fox News, which has the largest cable news viewing audience in the country. You cannot be canceled and simultaneously be talking into these megaphones. It's just a paradox that doesn't exist, and the fact that Aaron Rodgers was wearing that sweatshirt I think is stupid, but I think as well athletes have platforms and they should be able to use those platforms. I just vehemently disagree with Aaron Rodgers using his platform for this regard.
That was very well said, and I want to say to our listeners, this is the first time I remember in history of Devil Radio that three hosts were on a call. Three hosts. Luke and Brian have dueling tangents at 2 p.m. You got to listen to it. Pizza Box Mike is a substitute host for me, and he has his own show, noon on Saturdays, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. So you got some serious word from the top when you get three hosts on like this. And I want to pick up and what both Pizza Box Mike and Luke just said, and that is this. It's true that athletes have First Amendment rights, and not only that, I loved it when the NBA wore Black Lives Matter t-shirts, you know, to practice and in games, and then it would be all sorts of things in the Black Lives Matter movement. So I like that. I don't like the false charges of cancel culture. I think that Luke hit the nail on the head. What do you mean cancel? Are you kidding me? Is a bigger megaphone than anybody in the world. And I know Pizza Box Mike's intense feelings on this. I will not stop watching the Packers. I love the Packers, and I've had season tickets since 1988. Having said that, my view of Aaron Rodgers is this. He is a superb quarterback, perhaps the best in the NFL right now. Perhaps the best in the NFL right now, better than Tom Brady's been playing. I love to see his artistry. They break a play. You know, he has a receiver down. He just lofts the pass barely so the guy can catch it in his fingertips, and he goes in. Terrific stuff. He is not a philosopher. He is not a political philosopher. Cancel culture, he's pulling that out of thin air to try to make a name for himself. No one cares. Hey, Aaron, nobody cares. They want to see you play football. They don't want you to preach. Yes, you have a right to preach. Go ahead. Go ahead. But this is a joke. You are not, your theory of life, nobody likes to hear anybody else's theory of life. They like their own theory of life. That's why Molière, the great French dramatist, once said, before you instruct, you must first entertain. If you're going to put your theory of life into a play or a novel, make it entertaining so people bother to get through it, okay? Well, Aaron, your play is very entertaining. Your political philosophy is ridiculous. So what? So what? Live and let live. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.